This is KUT. A recent lawsuit by a new Austin hotel against an established music venue for being too loud points to a growing problem downtown. That's why music industry representatives, city staff, and business owners have been negotiating rules to smooth the relationship between existing music venues and new businesses built nearby. An early version of the city's proposed rules says businesses would need to make a, quote, commitment to build in a way that accommodates nearby sound. But what might they be committing to? What is sound mitigation? KUT's Audrey McGlinchey went in search of a demonstration.
First off, don't call it soundproofing.
So soundproofing as a whole, that idea and concept is more or less a misnomer.
Josh Ball owns Room Mute, a company that does sound mitigation for restaurants, bars, and music venues. He's the guy who makes it possible for you to have a conversation with a friend over dinner at a restaurant without picking up what the table next to you is saying. Ball says it's really hard to insulate a room entirely from outside noise.
You can make something pretty much dampened, but the cost of it is so high that it's infeasible for a space to do that.
So Ball and his buddy Patrick Hirschfeld agreed to show me what you can do. We met up at Hirschfeld's studio in far southwest Austin. He's converted a ranch-style home into a studio. There, the guy's positioned a mic 8 feet from a speaker. Think of the mic as a hotel or a restaurant, and the speaker, an outdoor music venue. Tonight's show, Tom Petty. This is how You Don't Know How It Feels might sound if you were in the audience at a show. Then Ball and Hirschfeld grab some high-density insulation panels. They set them up in a V-shape around the speaker. The sound comes through much lower, but we're not always dealing with just insulation. A new business going up alongside a music venue will most likely have windows. So Ball and Hirschfeld move the speaker onto a stool on the grass, just outside a double-paned window. Ball explains how that window can mitigate sound.
As the sound travels from the speaker, it goes into the glass. It takes some energy to go through that glass, and then it goes through a void, which is with a sealed gas inside of it to actually keep oxygen out of it, and then a second pane of glass. So every transition that it makes, it takes more energy, which is a further reduction in volume.
So let's hear it. Remember, here's our clear sound. And here's the sound through the double-paned window with gas. Much, much quieter, but still perhaps enough to keep you awake. It's unclear exactly when council will vote on a change to rules for music venues and new businesses. A vote scheduled for this month was delayed. Audrey McGlinchey, KUT News.